All right, Marty Lurie here, Jeff Samardzija. First opening day, AT&T Park, how was it?
Oh, it was exciting, super exciting. You're just looking to enjoy your first day, and it couldn't end it in a better fashion. So overall, it was a good first day.
How do you like this offense? And we saw it in spring training. We see you hit eighth and Pagan ninth and Blanco ninth, whatever. But, boy, the offense is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. You know, it's a real professional lineup from top to bottom. And every guy up there has an approach at the plate and a plan on what they want to do and accomplish. And, you know, it's good to see as a pitcher because, you know, you're going to get a little extra time on the bench because they're going to see some pitches and work some at-bats. But, you know, from top to bottom, there's just, you know, really no opportunity to pitch around anyone. So you know, our whole lineup kind of protects each other, which is awesome.
You know, it was fun yesterday. It all started with a bunt. It all started with a hit of about 70 feet.
Yeah, any way you can get it going. You know, big thing is just getting that starting pitcher in the stretch and get him a little bit out of you know, his comfort zone, especially when he looks really good out of the windup like Wood did yesterday. You know, it's nice to go ahead and just get the inning started with a runner on and see what happens.
So for you, they don't let you pitch here. What's going on?
I don't know. It's just the way it fell. So I'll definitely be looking forward to my first opportunity to throw here. But until then, we'll just handle our business on the road.
Yes, you'll enjoy the days here. You don't have to pitch. But all right, let's talk about your last start in Milwaukee. Not what you wanted, but I saw every start you made in spring training. How'd you do?
Oh yeah, you know, I mean, it wasn't exactly what we were looking for, but you know, I love the way I battled out there, and I love the way I pitch out of the stretch, which is always important. You know, we go out and work on our windup here a little bit in between the next start and get that ironed out. And, you know, every out you get in the windup is just a plus because, you know, it gets an out on the board and gets you a little bit more in a good rhythm. And I was fighting the leadoff batter a little too much that last outing. And you know, when you're putting runners on with no outs and one outs, falling behind in counts, it's making it a lot more difficult on yourself. So, you know, we'll look to jump ahead in the count and get back to attacking the zone.
That is a good formula. I like that. All right, you got to see the Dodgers-Giants firsthand yesterday.
Yeah, it was exciting. You know, I've been a part of some good ones, and you know, Cubs Cardinals back in the day when I was young was cool, and obviously in my football days there's some good rivalries going on. So anytime you get an opportunity to play a big series, a big game like that, you know, it's fun to get on the top step and root your buddies on.
What was the biggest football rivalry you had?
The Michigan one was always pretty big. So the USC also, but you know, I didn't beat them out of four opportunities, so I can't really say it was much of a rivalry.
All right, we're gonna go. But one last thought for you, Kershaw Bumgarner, fun.
Yeah, excited. You know, I mean, that's why you play this game, to get a chance to watch those matchups, and you know, look forward to it for sure.
All right, Jeff, thanks as always.
Yep, have a good one.
All right, more coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.